Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long in studio, and it's our Inside the NFL Draft segment brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. And Charlie, today it's our segment. You know, when you win as many games as Willie Fritz and the Green Wave have won the last 2 years, you got to have players. And you see the list of the players that will either be drafted or as undrafted free agents. And it's a fairly long one for Tulane.
It's our Tulane special, Mike, and we're going to start off with the guy that led the offense for the last 2 years, led them to that Cotton Bowl victory, Michael Pratt, the quarterback, who, Mike, we've talked about. There's probably going to be six quarterbacks taken in round one. After that, there's a seventh guy that could go in round two, and that's South Carolina's Spencer Rattler. But then Michael Pratt from Tulane is your eighth guy off the board.
Yeah, I think he'll go. He could go as early as late in round two, but I think he falls into the third round. He's a top 100 pick. Man, what I like about him, he's tough. He's smart. He's accurate. He's become much better in what I call throw the ball in the bucket throws, you know, over a defender's head and right over the top. He's gotten really good at that. His footwork and his mechanics are really strong as a college player. You can tell. Now, he spent 4 years at the Manning Passing Academy, too, mm-hmm. so he got to learn there from the Mannings on technique work. But Michael Pratt, big impact player. You think about over the last 10 years, has there been a bigger impact player for the course of time than Michael Pratt?
And as to your point about the deep balls, Mike, I think it was a game against South Alabama, their season opener, I want to say, and he threw like three touchdown passes that were 40 yards plus down the field. And as you mentioned, dropping it in the bucket. And the next guy we're going to talk about is one of those guys that like to catch those bucket passes, and Jaquan Jackson, wide receiver, who he got projected kind of late fourth, early fifth round guy in a stacked receiver class.
Yeah, one thing with Jaquan, I got to see him play at Hornville High School in mm-hmm. high school. Speed guy, actually played a little quarterback in high school. He's a guy that's versatile. He also can return punts and kicks for you. His biggest asset is speed, his ability to break away from a defensive back downfield and make the catch. I think he's become a much cleaner receiver, catching the ball out front with his hands, not up against his body. And he's a guy that he's built on the small side. He's frail, so he's physically going to have to get stronger, but he's got the ability to hit the big play, over the top throws, and he can take an 8-yard catch and he turns it into 88 yards. That's the type foot speed Jaquan Jackson has, and he's always been a big play athlete from high school with the Green Wave also. And I think in a stacked class, as you brought up, he gets picked in that late fourth, early fifth round area. As far as Green Wave players, I've got more phone calls about him than any other guy.
Really? More than Pratt,
too,
huh?
More than Pratt. I think you kind of have a feeling about a certain feeling about Pratt, but Jaquan is a guy that I think he would fit in any system, but his ability to catch the deep ball and get open downfield is something that is his hallmark as a player.
I think that's interesting because when we talked about the stacked receiver class, you could kind of see, and maybe this happens in the first round as well, that they kind of hold off. Teams will hold off on picking receivers unless it's like one of the top guys in the first round and let them fall into the second and third round because they know that there's going to be talent there because it is such a good class. I think with Jaquan Jackson, as you mentioned, a late fourth to early fifth round pick, for those teams that may want the speedster but don't want to use a first-round pick on like a Xavier Worthy or a Troy Franklin or anything like that early on, Jaquan Jackson would be a really nice option.
Yeah, and again, you know, you know that when you stand up next to him, you know the negative in him in that he's not a thickly built receiver, and he's had some injuries at
yep.
Tulane. So that part you have to weigh in. But as far as a big play guy, he is that, and immediately he can help you as a punt kickoff return guy.
Moving on, we got two offensive linemen back-to-back here. Mike, for you, starting with Prince Pines, the left guard.
Yeah, Louisiana kid that then goes to Baylor, Sam Houston State, and ends up, with the Green Wave, two-year starter at the left guard position, power guy, good pass protector. But when they wanted to run the ball, they ran it right behind him.
Yep.
He was the guy. He's the road grader. Now, one of the things he's going to have to work on is some technical skills and how he sets up as a pass blocker, but he's an outstanding run blocker, and he's an improved pass protector. He's going to have to watch his weight and keep that down. But I like what I've seen of his development as an offensive lineman. I think he could go as a seventh-round pick or as a priority free agent.
Following that up here, Mike, we got Sincere Haynesworth, the center, who I remember we talked with Matty Hudak a couple weeks ago about some different pro prospects for this Tulane class. I know you're very, very high on Sincere Haynesworth, not necessarily as potentially a draft pick, maybe an undrafted free agent, but a guy, you know, he doesn't have the size, but he's super tough, super smart, and can really lead the offense on that center position.
Yeah, Matty and I have had a lot of conversations about Sincere. And okay, he's a little over 6 foot tall, but he's so technically strong, learning how to use his arms and his hands and keeping you at bay, his body balance skills, his strength in the lower body, and just how smart he is. He makes all the adjustment calls on the blitzes. He keeps everybody in line. I mean, that's what you want in a center. You want that guy that is going to be the quarterback of your offensive line. With Haynesworth, you don't have to tell him but once. He gets it. He's not a rep guy. He picks it up right off the bat. And again, he's not your typical build as a center, but he is an awfully good football player. And he'll come in as a free agent for somebody. He'll be a really difficult cut. He's that good of a player. I think that, again, he doesn't fit when you put everything in the computer. Just watch him play out on the field.
And then we talk about the offseason events, Mike, the East-West Shrine Bowl, Jarius Monroe, the defensive MVP of that, cornerback from Tulane. You have him also as kind of a seventh-round pick, maybe an undrafted free agent, a guy that could play in the slot.
Yeah, he played his high school football not far from where I live at East St. John, started out at Nichols State, played mm-hmm. there a few years, and then transferred to Tulane. I had a brother that played at Tulane also. So the one thing Monroe brings to you, his matchup skills. He's over 6 foot tall. He's lengthy as a cover corner. He has average speed, foot speed. And that's probably why you're going to see him sort of dip a little bit in the draft. He may even be a conversion guy. He may even go to free safety in the National Football League. But he can help you on special teams. I think he can play in the slot. His size and his length are certainly his strengths, along with his ability to pick up the ball quickly in flight, and what you brought up in the All-Star game, he was dominant in that football game, just dominant. He found the football quickly in flight, made a play on it, got an interception out of it. So I think Jarius is a guy in round seven or as a priority free agent that'll get selected. If he doesn't, it's all because of one thing, foot speed.
And then another guy that you kind of mentioned also in the defensive backfield, seventh round pick, maybe a priority undrafted free agent. Cornerback one on this team was Lance Robinson.
Well, with Lance, you know, De La Salle High School, starts out at Kansas State and transfers to Tulane. He's the flip of Jarius. He's not a real big guy. Great foot speed.
Yep.
Was part of an outstanding track and field team at De La Salle. Man, he can run. He doesn't have the size or the length that you're looking for, but he's got outstanding foot speed. He's gotten much better in tracking the ball quickly in flight. He's also physically gotten stronger, and it's helped him out in run support. And we've seen in critical times for the Green Wave, him come up, make a big play, and run support.
Mike, their run defense was really, really solid, especially early on in the season. I remember you sharing those stats early on with, you know, the run defense and how many yards per rush they were giving up. It was around like two.
2 yards a rush for like first seven to eight weeks.
It was impressive.
Now, late in the year, they really got kind of gashed a little bit, especially come bowl time, but Lance Robinson's a guy I really like. I thought a lot of him coming out of De La Salle, and I knew he could run, and his ability to plant and drive hard to the football is impressive. So I think he's the flip of Jarius. He's got the foot speed, doesn't quite have the size and the length, but, man, he can play really well. And when you're keeping, you know, five, six corners on a team, he's got an opportunity to play at the NFL level.
And then wrapping things up with one more member of that secondary, a guy that I'm very familiar with, the former Raging Cajun, Cam Podesklo.
Yeah, you know, one thing with Cam, he spent, what, 4 years at in Lafayette with the Raging Cajuns, and then he goes to Tulane, and you see him, he's not a big guy. You know, he's 5'8", about 185 pounds. Man, he's a playmaker, though. He's all over the field. So he was sort of, and I don't like to use that maybe deal with Tyrann Mathieu, but he was sort of their version of Tyrann. They used him all over the board because he could play corner, he could play in the slot, he could play safety, and he is fearless. I mean, he's not a big guy, but he's fearless out on the field, and he's smart that he puts himself in a position to make a play with the football in flight on the deeper patterns, and I think that's a gift. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Cam. I don't think he gets selected only because he's 5'8", but somebody's going to sign him and he's going to be on a roster and he's got an opportunity. Again, he does not fit the prototypical size that you're looking for if it's for the nickel or even at free safety. He's a playmaker, though. Podesklo's a playmaker.
I think, Mike, Cam Podesklo is kind of the definition of you don't draft a guy or take a guy or take a chance on a guy based off of size or maybe necessarily athleticism. Go get a football player. That's what Cam Podesklo is.
I learned this long ago. Jim Finks told me this. He said, Mike, don't fall in love with the athlete.
Measurables.
Fall in love with the football player.
Correct.
When you look at Cam, he's got an opportunity to play at the next level because he's so smart. Great instincts to the football. He's fearless to come up that seam and run support, and he plays the ball well in flight. So I'm a big fan of his, and you know, guy from Houston, Texas, and comes, and he was an immediate impact player for the Raging Cajuns.
Yeah, he was there for a long time with Billy Napier's teams that were so good.
Billy trusted him.
And they were top 25 teams, and a lot of that was because of that defense. And Cam Podesklo, as you mentioned, playmaker on that side of the ball. So once again, recapping here, Mike, the Tulane prospects that you like in this upcoming draft. Michael Pratt is your first guy, a third-round pick, the quarterback, probably the eighth quarterback taken off the board behind the six first-round picks that we expect. You know, going from Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, and J.J. McCarthy. And then in the second round, you kind of expect Spencer Rattler from South Carolina to go off the board. But then that third round, you have Michael Pratt being the eighth quarterback selected in this draft. Moving on, we have Jaquan Jackson, as you mentioned, the speedster wide receiver as a late fourth to fifth round pick. A couple offensive linemen that are pretty interesting, left guard Prince Pines and center Sincere Hainsworth. And then three guys in the secondary that could be either seventh-round picks or undrafted free agents in Jarius Monroe, the slot cornerback, Lance Robinson, the cornerback one on that team, and then Cam Podesklo, the safety.
Yeah, and so this is why you won a bunch of games. You got talent.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there is a connected dots. 1 year, Hokie and I used to talk about this all the time. Find me a really good team, and I'll find you players. And that's true. 1 year, University of California, I think they had 9 players picked. I think they won 4 games. But that is sort of the
it's an outlier.
Oh, right. Way outlier.
Right.
And when you look at how many players are going to get picked from Washington, Michigan, Ohio State for so many years, won't be quite as many this year, but they always had a bunch. Alabama, Georgia, there's a reason they got players. And so why the Green Wave have had so much success in the Willie Fritz the last 2 years? Got some players. And that's it for our Inside the NFL Draft segment, brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.